Today's daf in Yerushalmi Yomit is daf Samach Gimel. So we were holding in the middle of the sugya about how amazing it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be Shomea Tefillah and the various ways in which the reason that says Elohim Krovim are expressed in the amazing different ways in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Korov, the Bria Yisof. Today we want to expand upon that in the drushas that Rabbi Yudin, and we'll see later on other drushas, of four separate examples, Arba Shitin he calls them, where you have ways of looking at this particular different types of kirva. Rabbi Yudin, B'shem Rabbi Yitzchak Amar, Ba'arba Shitin, there's four different ways of being dirished. The kirva of Kadosh Baruch Hu to us, because here's the first approach. Ba'asav Adam, normal for human, Yishlo Patron, so he may have a patron, you know, who's also just a mortal. Amrulo, Nitfas Ben Beitcha. So, Amar Lam, Ani Mekayim Alav. So they tell, he tells this guy, you know, your son has been grabbed by the cops. Don't worry, the patron can tell you, you know, I've got to protect you. I'm going to save him. Amrulo, Hare Yotzei Lidon. You know, he's going into court right now. Don't worry, Ani Mekayim Alav. But the moment Amrulo Yotzele Areg is about to have his head cut off, okay, what good is the patron? Echanu, Echan Pitrono. Mashenka HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to be Matzah Moshe Mecherev Paro at the moment that the sword is cutting off his head. Adu Dichtiva Yetzelenu Mecherev Paro. And he doesn't have to make promises, we'll still try. Omer Rabbi Yana, when Moshe Rabbeinu, the story of Moshe Paro was running after him, Vayakesh La'arogit Moshe, it says. So over there, Ketiva Yivrak Moshe Mipnei Paro. What's it mean, Vayakesh La'arogit Moshe? So Mashma, that Paro was already, basically had him in his hands, and was going to kill him. So I don't understand. So how did he get away? If the Boser Vadon, Mivrak Menamachut, if Paro was Mivakesh to kill him. Ella, what happened was, at Bishasha Tafas Paro at Moshe, Chivalati Zitrosho, fine, Paro did catch him. And Paro actually commanded the police, okay, off with his head. And they tried to cut his head off. And the sword was incapable of cutting through Moshe's head. That's how stiff it became. And it broke. Vinish Paro. And it says, the Tzavar, it's referring to Tzavarosh Moshe, which turned into basically a stronghold of a fortress of ivory. Couldn't cut it. Rebbe, Amar Rebbe Aviatar, v'lo od. That wasn't the only miracle that happened there. El shenitaz acher mi'atzavaro, atzavaro shekun shel kusantero. The sword broke and flew off of Moshe's neck and cut off the head of the executioner. Now, when they saw that a head goes rolling down, they were sure that was Moshe's head. So they all start jumping and dancing. Meanwhile, Moshe gets off and runs away. So the Vayatzileni is not necessary. If you say Elohei Avi Bezri Mecher of Paro, nobody said Elohei Avi Bezri. So Mabas Vayatzileni is a diok li hitzio, and the poor kusanter nerag, and he took my place. Rabbi Bracha Karalov, that executioner, that's the pasuk in Mishlei where it says Kol Filat Tzadik Rasha. Sometimes to save a tzaddik, a rasha takes his place, and Rabbi Avon Koralov beferish a pasuk, where the pasuk says also in Mishlei, tzaddik mitzara nechelatz vayavo rasha tachta. So here the rasha took the place of the tzaddik, and they thought that he was the one that was killed, and he gets away with it. Tony Bar Kapora, another mice in the bright hood, says that a malach yarat nidmalo kamot Moshe v'tofsut a malach. Basically, a malach presented himself to the police in the form of Moshe. They grabbed the malach, and meanwhile, Moshe Rabbeinu left. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, b'sha'a sheparach Moshe mi paro nase kol uchlusin shelo. All of Paro's police force became, in some way, defective. So some of them became ilmim. Some couldn't talk. Some couldn't hear. Some went blind. So Paro's shouting to the ilmim, Echanu Moshe, so where did he go? They couldn't talk. No, you medabre. He speaks to the Kharashim. They don't hear what he's saying. He speaks to the Silmim, can't see anything, don't know anything. See no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil, you know. When Moshe was complaining, he says, I don't know how to talk. So Moshe says to him, Mi sam pel adam, o mi asur mi lein, o cheresh, o pikeach, o iver, you haven't seen? And you're the one who should complain. You saw what I did over there? So now, that's your problem. Lo ish dvorim anochi, that's your problem. So Taman and Paro was trying to kill you. What did I do? Kamitlach, I stood up for you. Well, you think they're over you, and I'm telling you to go into him to speak. I'm not going to be there for you. I'm going to stand by you. Hadu dichtiv, and that's the meaning of mi goy gadol, we said before. Kashem elkeinu b'chol kor'inu elav. Furthermore, another approach that we had, that we said there were many ways. Reb Yudim b'shem Reb Yitzchak Amashita Achor. He takes a different approach. He says like this. Ambosar Adam as a patron, right? So Amrulo Areni Tvas Ben Bitcha. So he says, Areni Mitkayim Alav, don't worry, we'll be able to take care of it. Amrulo Areyo Yotzeli Dom. Amrulo Areni Mitkayim Alav, don't worry, I'm going to see to it that he gets free. Amrulo Limushlak Lamayim, they threw him into the river. Now what? Echnu Vechan Pitrono. So the Barakash Baruch Hu, he tzilet Yonah mime'e adaga. Yom HaShem Ladag v'yaket Yonah. So your patron's going to be able to get you out of the Titanic. Barakash Baruch Hu showed Yonah the Titanic. Third approach. Rasha. Reb Yudin. B'shem Reb Yitzchak Amar. Another sheet. They had another drash. Hare basar v'adam yesho patro. Amru lo nitfas ben beitcha. Amar lam, don't worry. Hare ni mitkayim tachtav. Hare hu yo tzili don. Hare ni mitkayim alav. Amru lo, oy, they threw him into a fire. What's going to do now? So there's Nebuchadnezzar giving praise to God who saves them from the Kibshan Aish. A fourth approach, yet another drasha, Shita Achori. At this point, before he could save him, Ari Mushlak Lachayot, he was thrown to the wild animals. No, and now Hechanu Hechan Pia Patrono. Aval Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yitzil Et Daniel Migov Arayot Ado Dichtiv Elohi, and that's why we find that Nebuchadnezzar, Daniel tells Nebuchadnezzar, you know, Elohi Shalach Malachos Gar Pumar Yavata Velochaboy. Don't worry. Yeah, the lions are not going to be able to do anything to me. Rabbi Yudin, Omar Mishmedi Day, another approach which Rabbi Yudin said on his own was Basar Vadam Yeshu Patron. In Batlo Eitz Tzara, you know, Nechnas Etzlo Pitom. I mean, what are you going to do? You know, he has to sit there at the door and he has to try to use his protection with the patron and he says, it's me, and has to go to the secretary's fight to get a hearing, you know, finally gets in. And first he has to be bo, medla pitcho, korela avdo, leben beto, omer, ish plonio meda la peta, chatzerecha, you know. Maybe he will let him in, maybe he won't, who knows? Shema machniso, shema menicho. Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like that. Im bat al adam tzara, he doesn't need to talk to any secretaries, you know. Not Michael, not Gabriel. Just call directly Kadosh Baruch Hu. Li Yitzvach Vani Onel Lo Miyad. I don't want you to call any of my secretaries. Ado Dechtiv Kol Asher Yikra B'Shem Hashem. Yimalit. If you're mispalel directly to Kadosh Baruch Hu, without any silliness, he can save you from all wrath. Omar Rabbi Pinchas, Uv Dehave Berav Dehave Al Michamta Letfer. It was once a Maisa with a Rav who was going from Chamton to Tveria, and Pagan Meiramoi, and a group of Romans meet him, and they ask him, Amrali, Mindamanat, where are you registered? Amar Alon, Min Dosfianus, I come from Dosfianus, who was the appointee of the Romans in the town of Tveria. And so, Fanina, okay, they left him, and he went on. That evening, that same group went into the governor of Dosfianus, and they didn't see this guy there. They understood that he was lying. So they said to him, how are you going to have these kind of ridiculous relationships of belief with these liars of Jews? Why do you ask? Well, I don't know, just today, we meet this, they meet this rabbi and a Jew boy. Hey, Jew. And we ask him, where are you registered? He said, I'm part of the inner circle of Dosfianus. Now we see he's not here. You probably never heard of the guy. And he was lying through his teeth. Omar Lon, so the governor asks him, so Mavartale, what'd you do to him? Omar Le, well, Diole Paniriat, you know. It was, he was good enough for him that he got away from us. Omar Lon, so he said to them, Yo Tavdito, it's a very good thing you did, that you let him go. Because even though he's not from my inner circle, he would have been roi to be in my inner circle. And you see that he's loyal to me. So look, this guy, all he did was he looked up to the governor and understood that if he would claim to be from his household, that he would be respected. So if somebody is nitzal just because he calls himself a member of that household, and it's just a human, so obviously if somebody claims, I am from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm registered in the Shemayim, all those who want to identify themselves as Klal Yisrael, as the Am Hashem, they will get away from the final tzaras of Melchemes Gog u'Magog. Omer Rabbi Alexandri. It was a Meister Uvda, Bechad Archon. This governor, Avishmei Alexandros. His name is Alexander. Vavikayim Dayan Chad Listin. And there was a judgment that was being held against a particular robber. So Amarlik Mashmach. So the governor asked him, what's your name? He says, my name is Alexandros. Amarlay Alexandros, Pane Alexandro. Well, if your name is Alexander, it's only right that you should be freed for being called by my name. I mean, what's going to happen if people will say that the governor was thrown into jail? I'll let you go. So, just because the guy was called Alexander and he was saved, that's why it says in the pasuk, "Kol hashayikra b'shem Hashem yimale." It's anything which is called al shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Am Yisrael, which is nachaloset, obviously will be nimlat from any bad thing. Going back to the pasuk of Kimiko Egadol, Asher lo Elohim krovim elav, b'chol koreinu elav, with which this all starts. We said HaKadosh Baruch Hu is korov to Yisrael b'chol minei krivot. So Rabbi Pinchas gave two pshatim, Omer bat Tarte, chod b'shem Rabbi Zira, v'chod b'shem Rabbi Tanchum b'chanin lor. And here's the first one. So Rabbi Pinchas said over b'shem Rabbi Zira like this, Basav Adam, Yeshua Patron, if he drives him crazy a little too much, then what's the patron going to say? Forget it. I don't want any calls from this guy. He's a Dracop. So please cut him out. So, he's driving me crazy. I don't want to hear from him again. How many times? Your matriach HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always ready for more. You can throw your entire burden on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The more you throw on him, it's so korov to you that no matter how many times, no matter how much you throw on him, he does not have any sense of getting tired of the problems you're making him. On the contrary, that's why the pasuk says, "Bechol koreinu elav." No matter how often we call on him, no matter what kind of drakeups we are, there's never any sense that we are wearing out our welcome. Rabbi Pinchas, in his next drasha, this one is b'shem Reb Tanchum Bar Chanan, he said, let's imagine, guy's standing right there by the door of his powerful patron, right? Who knows? By the time he screams and the patron manages to come out, see what's going on, could be it's too late already. He could have a sword crossing his neck. Go by. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not like that. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Yitzil at Yoshafat Bicherev Aram. The moment that he shouted, he says, "Vayisag Yoshafat," he was about to be killed. Hashem Azarav Vayisitem Elim Yimeno. There they were coming to shoot him, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns them aside from them. Malamit Shlohaya Chaser L'Chituch Harosh. It was already done. You know, that's what it says. Vayisitem Elim Yimeno. All they needed to do was lower the sword, pull the trigger. HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned them aside from him directly. Is this not an indication how it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is korav b'chol minei krevot, which could never be achieved by any other agency in the world? Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Abo, b'shem Rabbi Elazar. So let's take a look at the pasuk. Ashrei she'el Yaakov b'ezro sivra l'shem l'kav. What's after that? Ose shemayim v'aretz etayam v'kol asher bam. What in the world is the connection between the first part, she'el Yaakov b'ezro, and the second part? Ose shemayim v'aretz, ma'an yantzel ozeh. Does not seem to be comparable, dependent, and Briat Olam. Ella, the meaning is like this. Boss of Adam, Yeshua Patron, right? This patron, let's say, may be very, very powerful. So let's say he is Shalait Biparachia Achat. Okay, he's the governor of the state. He's not the governor of every state. And even let's say that he's a cosmocolator. He's basically, he is the king over the world. Fine. So he's Shalait by Yabasha. Shamo Shalei Bayam, does that mean that he owns the oceans? Obviously, there's going to be some limits. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shalei Bayam V'Shalei Bayabasha. Matzil Bayam and Amayim. Bayabasha is Matzil Min Ha'esh. Hu Shitzilat Moshe Mecherev Paro. Hu Shitzilat Yonah Mimei Ha'daga. Hu Shitzil Hanani Mishov Ha'azari Mikivshan Ha'esh. Hu Shitzil Daniel Mibor Ha'arayot. And that's how it lives. Seh Shamayim Ha'aretz Et Hayom Ad Kol HaShemayim. In other words, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Borei HaKol, so he is Konei HaKol. And if he's Konei HaKol, then obviously his Hatzolah is Bechol Minei Krivot that cannot be duplicated by any other agency. Omar Rabbi Tanchuma, Ma'aseh b'sfina achat shogoyim sh'ayta poreshet b'yam ha'gadol. Haya b'tinok echad yodi. So once the story was this vast ship full of goyim. It was in the middle of the ocean. And there was one little baby who was Jewish. Omar alayim sa'ar gadol b'yam. And there was this horrific storm and the entire ship was about to sink. V'amad kol echad v'ad me'em v'itchir motel yirato b'yado v'korei v'lo yoko. Now all of them were taking out their little getchkas and their icons, and they were shouting and kissing and so on, nothing else. So they tell this little baby, who is barely old enough to talk, Bini, kum kroy l'loyecha, shemanu sh'oneyotchem, k'shatem tzvakim elav. We hear that he answers his children when they call to him, v'shehu gibor, he can do whatever you want. So a little boy gets up, immediately So they make it into port, and everybody on the boat, everybody goes to buy all of their needs and say, except for that boy. You say to the boy, let that boy, what do you mean? You don't need anything. So he told her then, Ma aton boy menahonach sanya aluva. What in the world could you possibly want for that poor little boy who doesn't have anything? I'm just a guest. Why can't nobody even knows me? Or what do you mean? What do I need? Of course, I don't need anything. Amro atach sanya aluva. You call yourself this low class guest? Inonach sanya aluva. All of us are the ones who are low class guests. Inonach v'tavotan bebova. Some of us basically come from Bava, and their Avodah Zarah they leave behind, Some of us are from Rome, and they leave their Avodah Zarah behind in Rome. Some of them have their Avodah Zarah with them in their room, and you tell me whether it did anybody any good. Wherever it was, it didn't do a damn bit of good. And there you are, little boy, Avalat. Wherever you go, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you. You call yourself the guest. We're all the ones who are the guests here. And that's what the meaning is. And everybody knows it. Normally, Basar Vadam Yesh L'Karov. Say a guy has a relative, a rich uncle, Aya Ashir. So, who Modebo? Too, of course, he's very, proud of having such a rich uncle. Ve'im haya ani. On the other hand, the uncle is not rich. I don't know who that is. If he's some tramp on the street, he's koferbo. He claims he never saw him before in his life. Aval Kadosh Baruch Hu ain't okay. Afilo Yisrael netunim b'yirida tachtona. No matter how low the madrig of Yisrael is between Yomot Olam, who koreo tamachai v'reyai. Now, does he recognize them? He calls him his closest friends, his buddies, his brothers. Matam, where do we see this? L'ma'ana chai v'reyai. Rabbi Avon, Rabbi Ach, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. They all quoted the end of Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, that Basar Adam, Yesh lo karov. Suppose a guy has a relative who's a big philosopher, You might have philosophers. Oh, there. So he says about him, Ahan Pelan Mitkaravlan. This guy, we're good friends. He's my relative. But if the other one is not very smart, he doesn't mention him to anybody. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu korei l'chol Yisrael, no matter who they are, Karovim. Hadu dechtiv ayorim keren le'amo, levnei Yisrael, am kirovo. So as an am, every one of them are Karovim elav. Now the Mishnah continues. Someone who is royal, welcome Shnei Kronim Menu Avodah Zarah, Omer Boruch Shakar, Avodah Zarah, Niyart Sein. So now the Mishnah over here that says that you should be Mevorech, is only where Matnit HaKishnekeret Mikol HaMekomot Beretz Yisrael. But if only like one church, one mosque was uprooted, and there's other places where there is an Avodah Zarah, so then you don't say Meretzinu. Then you say Shakar Avodah Zarah Min HaMakom Hazeh. If it was Nekra Mimakom Echad V'Nikpa'a B'Makom Acher, so in the Makom Shenitna Bo, he says Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Shenatan Erech Apayim La'Ovrei Ritzono. And when you see the place where it was Nekar from, say Baruch Atah Hashem Shakar Avodah Zarah Min HaMakom Hazeh, and then you add a tefillah. Yiratzon Lefanecha Hashem Elokeinu V'Gevoteinu Shem Shakarta Otam Min HaMakom Hazeh Kach Ta'akor Otam Min HaMekomot Kulam V'Tachazir Lev Ovdei Lo Ovdecha. So we always are mispala that the Kadosh Baruch Hu should continue and it should be menakeh the entire land from any Eretz Yisrael. And that's mashma even Chutz La'aretz over here, because he says Min HaMekomot Kulam. Most of the places we're saying kol ha-mekomot, isn't that a tefillah essentially for the goyim living chutz la'aretz? He says min kol ha-mekomot leve avdeha, you're being mispal on goyim. Is that what you're really supposed to be doing? Tani, it says in the bright, the Rebbe Shmuel ben Gamliel omerav per chutz la'aretz tzarich lomar ken. Even when you see a place that avodah zarah was nekar on chutz la'aretz, you also say tachzir leve avdeha lo avdeha, because in the future we know that all of the Umeis Elam will come to be Mizgayer, whether we can be Bekabalim or not, or something else, but it's definitely Safar Brura, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be La'ovdei Shechem Echa, to give the entire world. So Memela, Chutz La'aretz is included, and you can't possibly leave out any place. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, it says in Kohelet, Kimi Asher Yechubar Kol HaChayim Yesh Bitachon. So the word Yechubar is written Yibacher, instead of the way that it means is connected to Kol HaChayim. Therefore, we should be derish it together. We could say, Mi Asher Yechubar El Kol HaChayim. Notice, if somebody is alive, so then, even if he's an Oved of a Zarah, Yesh Bitachon, there's still hope. Notice, this person can be not only Yechubar, but Yivchar. Meaning, he could still do tshuva. He can still choose correctly. She goes, Man, Shadam Chai, Yesh Lo Tikva. We can't give up on him. So, Yechubar, a beautiful drasha. Yechubar can be read Yivchar. He still has his choices. But the moment that he dies, that's it. No more hope. Mate of Datikoto. Matauma, where we see this in the Pasuk, in Mishle. Bemot Adam Rasha, Tova Tikva. The moment a person dies as a Rasha, all his hope is lost. Because there's no way that he can do teshuva at this point. Beautiful, beautiful Rasha. Mi Asher Yechubar, Mi Asher Yivchar. Tony, in the Brayta, it says that Rabbi Yehuda Emer, Shlosha Dvarim Tzarich Adam Lomar B'chol Yom. He needs to say, Baruch Atah Hashem Yekenu Melech Olam, Shelo Asani Goy. He needs to say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Shelo Asani Bur. And he needs to say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Shelo Asani Isha. So why do we say the Baruch Shelo Asani Goy? Because En HaGoyim Klum. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not machshev the goyim, because it's called a goyim ka'ayin negno. So therefore, you have to be mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it was berecher in us. Why did it shlo'as anibur? Because a person that doesn't have any awareness, an empty person, in bur yerechet. And therefore, you have to be made a Kadosh Baruch Hu that he saved you from that bitter end. And why did it say shlo'as anisha? Because anisha is not mitzvah, kol mitzvot. So no matter how wonderful the woman is, you're giving thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you were given all of the mitzvah. Getting back to our pasuk, Mi Asher Yechubar Al Kol HaChayim Yesh Bitachon, Amar Reb Acha, you can also read that like this. Mi Asher Yechubar Al Kol HaChayim Yesh Bitachon means Afilo Otam Shepashki Yedeim Bizvu. People destroyed the Beit HaMikdash, right? So they all got together to be mitchaber, to destroy the place which is Beit Chayenu, Kol HaChayim. That's Mi Asher Yechubar, to destroy Kol HaChayim. Even such people, Yesh Lam Bitachon, if they're Chozer B'tshuva, Kadosh Baruch Hu was Mekabel LeKorvan, at least he would be Mekar of them, but he can't make them totally Korv. Yevshar, because, I mean, somebody was Poshet Yadayim B'Zvu, most Chomer thing you can do is to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. So he can be Mekarva, but he can't be completely Mekarva. On the other hand, he can be Merachik them, but he can't be Merachik them totally. Merachim, Yevshar, totally. Because they did Tshuva. So what do you do? Lehem Omer, that's what Yirmiyahu was referring to when he says, V'yashnu shinat olam, v'lo yakitza. Meaning, that they will not have any kind of onesh. But on the other hand, they cannot wake up l'chayei olam either. So it will be as if they slept forever. Rabbanan Kesarna argue, and they say, Tanei goyim, goyim who died when they were youngsters, who hadn't been able to be chayte.
It's 8 o'clock.
And chayolotav, shenavuchadnetzar, who were basically forced into, conscripted into the army. They had to destroy the Beit HaMikdash. Ve'in chayim, they do not live in olam haba. On the other hand, ve'in idonim, they're not sent to hell either, because they didn't do anything on their own. Aleihem, HaKadov Omer, V'yashnu Shmat Olam. That is someone who sleeps forever, because he could accomplish nothing with his life. And that life, they never wake up from their sleep. Oh, verily, Fnei Batei Avodah Zarah. Somebody walks in front of Mokom, where there was Avodah Zarah, he says, Beit Geyim Yisach Hashem. The house of the arrogant, may Hashem tear them away. Rabbi Yezib, Rabbi Bon, Hashem, Rabbi Latz Apostol. Quotes the Pasuk in Mishlei. Yes, Rabbi Bom, Shem Rabbi Levi, who says, "Ra'otam mizablim l'avodah zarah." This is instead of saying, you don't want to say, you see people that are bringing korbanos to avodah zarah. You say basically people who are bringing fertilizer to avodah zarah. This is the way we make fun of avodah zarah. So what should he say? She said the Pasuk, "Zoveh l'elohim yechoram." Okay, getting back now to various other interesting brachas that we want to discuss in Esbrikot Hari'iyah. Haro'eh takushi. See somebody who's black, or see somebody who is red, or you see someone who is a lafkan, somebody who has a genetic defect and has no coloration. Or at the kipeach, you see somebody who is extremely tall to the point where he can't actually support his own weight. You see somebody who is an anas, he's a dwarf. In all these cases, you say Baruch Hashem, Mishanet Abriot. You make a bracha on mutation. You see a katua, somebody who unfortunately is an amputee, or he's blind at the suma, or he has terrible sores across his skin. You say Baruch Hashem, Dayana Emet. The matnit, the bright, says that the only time you say, Baruch Dayane Amet, when you see someone in this state, is where you had seen the person when they were whole, and then you see them after they've been affected. So, Kishorosho Yishlemi, and they were Nishtanu, but if the first time you see them in the world, in other words, they were born this way, such a genetic defect, then it's congenital, and something congenital you look at, even if it might not technically be a mutation, you make the Baruch that you make on mutations. Baruch Atah Hashem, L'kenu Melech Olam, Mishanet HaBriot. Another beautiful bracha. Haro'eh ilanot na'im. Or you see beautiful people. So you say, Bnei Adam na'im. You say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Shkin bara b'riot na'ot ba'olamo. In the Bavli, we have also this beautiful bracha. But there, it's even more striking, the bracha. We say, Baruch Atah Hashem, again, Baruch Shekach alo ba'olamo. It's possible to have things like this in the world. Ma'aseh. So there was once a story with Rabbi Gamliel. He saw this gorgeous girl, and she wasn't even Jewish. And she was Ra'ah Goya, Ishana, and he says, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Shebara Briot Na'ot Olamo. So the Gemara asks on it. Lo Kein Omer Rabbi Zihir, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina, and Rabbi Bon, Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Yochanan. And it says in the Torah, Lo Techanem, which means you're not supposed to give chen to Avdei Avodah Zarah. Lo Titein Aleihem chen. And you're saying this girl, your woman is so gorgeous. Says the Gemara, so what do you think that Rabbi Gamliel said? Ma'amar. Avsatka? Do you think that he said Avsatka? Avsatka means, ah, Bli Ayin Ara, beautiful, beautiful. You know? That's what they used to say, to say Bli Ayin Ara in Greek. That was the equivalent Greek expression. No, say what he said. No, he said, Lo Amar Ella, Baruch Atah Hashem, Shekach Bara, Briot Na'ot Ba'olamo. He was okay. He was being Meshabeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said, oh, beautiful, oh, like Bli Ayin Ara. It's wonderful to see a nice, beautiful girl like this. That's not what he said. So because, I mean, for that, what if you would see a gorgeous camel, you know? Or you would see a beautiful horse. You wouldn't say a brach. So she came, Avilra Gamalna, Susna, Chamorna. You say, Baruch Shebara Briot Na'ot Ba'olamo. So if it's a human, I'd say a human is less worthy of making a brach about how beautiful she is than a beautiful pony. What's the matter with you? Yes, the Gemara, but what do you mean? I mean, does Rabbi Gamliel go around looking at girls? He's running around to find a beautiful girl to make a bracha on. He's going, oh, chas v'shalom. It's just it happened. You know, it's like he was walking along. There's that famous pupsidas way, you know, where you can walk around all these corners and all of a sudden, there you go. And he beat Bar Shalom. He wasn't planning on it, you know, but there he was, face to face with this gorgeous girl. girl. What do you think he says? Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech haolam,
shekein bara b'riyot noed b'olamo. What a beautiful story.
Right. That is many brachot a person has to say during the course of a day. And of course, called this Birchot HaShachar. So he hears the crowing of the rooster. Kara Gever, he says, Birchot HaShem, Chacham HaRazim. Because after all, it says in the Pesuk in Yov, Mishat Batuchot Chochma, who has put deep, deep inside of our own nature the ability to be Mavdo Ben Yom Ben Laila. So it's amazing that he's able to know exactly what the point is Ben Yom Ben Laila. So that's the Bracha, which is Chacham HaRazim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows all of the secrets in the world and embeds them in different places. How do we know that the Pesuk, as the Pesuk continues on, of course, with the Mishat Batuchot, so how do we know that the Sechvi is the reference to the Tanago, the Amar, because it's because of Rabbi Levi. Rabbi Levi, Barabia, Korin Le'im La Yuvla. So in Saudi Arabia, they call a sheep, they call a Yuvla. Because that's on the base of Ayam, Bimshoch, Bikaran, Hayovel. So when you hear the call of Shofar, so that's when the wall will collapse. Okay, so that's the idea of Bimshoch, Karen Hayovel, is the Yuvla. In Africa, they call the Nida a Galmuda. What's such a Galmuda? A Galmuda is the way that we talk about Sion. Because there it says that when Klal Yisrael returns to the Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim, so V'yamar Bilvaveich, Kodesh Baruch Hu, through Yeshayahu, speaks to Tzion. And you, Tzion, will say in your heart, Mi'olad li'atela. I thought, V'ani shechula v'galmuda, gola v'suras. You see, this lashon of being basically without anything, it's called galmuda, alone. Baromi, Tzavachim v'tanagola, Sechvi, because of the Pesuk, Minatana Sechvi Vina. So basically, they call the Tarnagol the Sechvi, and that's why we are applying that Pesuk to Chacham HaRazim. Haro'el Chlusim, you see an vast number of people. So what do you say? You all say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Chacham HaRazim. Why? Because it is expressive of such immense depth. When you see all those people, you realize each one is a little world unto himself. Basically, each one is a different world, thinking, working out life, and so on. And this is going on continuously. You see that, the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence that contains all of that going on, all the time, is part of that brach of Chacham HaRazim. Ben Zoma, Kishay HaRo'el Chlusin B'Yerushalayim, HaYomer, besides the brach of Chacham HaRazim, obviously we all said, you would also say, Baruch Atah Hashem, again, Shebora Kol Eilu L'Shem Sheni. Ah, Baruch Hashem created all of these people just for me. Because poor Adam HaRishon, you know, Kama Yaga Adam HaRishon, imagine how much work the guy had to do to get his first slice of bread. God help us. I mean, first he needed to do Harisha, you know. Then he needed to do Zuriya. Then he had to go around and he had to be uprooting all of the weeds all the time. So it was weeding. Then he needs to hoe to get aerate either. Finally, the stuff grows, he's got his grain, he has to do katsira. Then he has to collect all the shibolim into omari. Then he has to do the disha, to take off the chaff from the wheat. Then he has to throw it up into the air, to do zora. Then he has to be borer, whatever junk is left inside of it. Then when he finally has clear pieces of wheat, he has to grind them all up, tochat. Then he has to put the whole thing through a sifter, irki. Then he has to mix the dough. It has to be lush. Then he has to be kitef. He has to now make the front top of it look nice, put a little bit of oil on it, water, whatever. Then he has to bake. We have fun. Finally, he's ready to eat his first slice of bread after putting in a full year of work for one piece of bread. And guess what? I wake up in the morning, I already find the bread lying on my doorstep because I ordered it on the internet the night before. And you made b'shachrit matzu kol eulifanai. Somebody did all that work for me. My God. Furthermore, poor Adam HaRishon, how long did it get him to wear his first suit? Oh my God, it's horrifying. Gazah. So at first he had to get all of those sheep and he had to shear their wool. Then he had to put it through a wash and bleach and be milabain, so it should be able to at least, you know, take some of the fancy colors he wanted to put into it. Then he had to be menapet, so he had to comb it out to make it smooth. Then he had to dye it, whatever color suit he wanted. Then he had to spin the separate pieces into threads. Then he had to go ahead varag, he had to make the actual textiles. Then he had to wash whatever it is that he made. Then he had to go and tailor the clothing, you know, tafar. And then, finally, he is ready. after a couple of months of work to try on his first suit. Gani? Omed b'shacharit. You would not believe it. There's a package straight from Banana Republic, and there it is, betukan lefanai. And I ask you, kama ba'alei umaniot mashkimim uma'arivim. Think to yourself, how much expertise, how many incredible college degrees. All of those people are sitting day and night waiting for my order. So I need a doctor, I need a dentist. Imagine, pick up the telephone, and there I am at my doctor and my dentist. Now, they put in 20 years of work to be my doctor and dentist, you know? And I'm made by Shacharit, and I find the most marvelous experts of the whole world and the greatest craftsmen who have spent years making something, and there they are, Lefanai, just begging me to buy. Is that amazing? V'chenaya ben Zoma Omer. A bad guess. You know what he says? What did I have anyway? You know, anyway, he made everything for his family. So I took a little bit of the extra. What did I have? Well, I had a little piece of meat. Big deal. Everything that he did, called Torah, Shatarach, who did he do it for? He did it for his wife, he did it for his kids. Yeah, but that me, maybe I provide a little entertainment, you know. Avoreach Tov, Mahomer. Oh, Boruch Bala Bayit, Zohar Bala Bayit Letova. Look at all that wine he brought. Look at all those dishes full of meat. Kamachatichot, Evilafanai. All that tircha. Oh my God. Kamatorach, Torach Lefanai. Undoubtedly, Komashe Torach, Lotorach Alabishvili. Amazing that the man should care about me so much. I'm just blown away. Vechenu Omer Zechor. That's what it says about the Oreach Tov and Iyov. Zechor. The one who was taking care of you as your host, you should, in your eyes, make everything that he did go up to the sky more than Asher Shoro and Hashim, more than people have ever seen. That is the way that a person has to estimate the glories that are done for him on this earth.